Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You can also connect with us on Skype at lrn.fm. That's username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. That is the point of Free Talk Live. You actually get to control the content, not just of the airwaves, but also the website. You visit freetalklive.com, and you may add things to the site. You add a link to your favorite video on YouTube or to some news story or blog post, whatever it is that you want to share with us and the rest of the listeners. Then it must receive a certain number of votes to make it to the front page of the site. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive as we start things out by going to Skype, where Benjamin is on the line from California. Hey, Benjamin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys.
Hey,
I wanted to talk about the latest case of a judge ruling that the police and firefighters even have no obligation to protect people.
The latest case, because this is a has been a series of cases over a long period of time. This is just one of many.
And I think it's an important foundational thing from which to start. Not to say that police officers and firefighters individually, many of them, don't wish to protect you. Just that people will say things like, well, what are you going to do if your house is burning down? The fire department won't be there to save you, or something like that. It's all about, the suggestion is that these organizations are there to protect you. Mm-hmm. They'll say things like that. The government is here to protect you. You'll hear Obama say words like that. And,
it's just not true.
Either they are or they aren't.
Well, what makes this case extra interesting, at least to me, is that not only did the police and firefighters not help, but they actively prevented onlookers from helping. What happened is, a couple years ago in Alameda, California, there was a gentleman. He was distraught. He decided, he's like 50, and walks out into the water in order to kill himself, apparently. His mother asks onlookers to call for help. Police and firefighters show up. He's like 100 yards out in the water, but he's just standing there because it shows shallow. And they don't go in to help him for various reasons. And none.
So he's walking out in the San Francisco Bay. Where is he?
It's basically out there, and he's just standing because where he is, it's so shallow. I mean, he's not, waiting or anything.
So he's announced that he intends to kill himself?
That's what his mother said.
Isn't the reason that that they don't go out kind of important? I mean,
at first they tried to say that they hadn't got the right training, the water rescue training, which makes no sense since Alameda is surrounded by water. But as it turns out, that was a lie. They had received that special training. And to me and other people, it looks as if it were an election time ploy to say, hey, vote for us to get more money, because there were things on the ballot to reduce their budget, and they were trying to say, look, we need more money. But what happened?
And he was how far out in the water?
I think like 100 yards.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but you said it was shallow?
But it was shallow. He was standing there. What ended up happening is he stood out there for about an hour until he got hypothermia and just clunked over and died.
Oh, gosh. Because I was going to say, it's hard to, it's hard to drown yourself. There's certain ways to, that you can kill yourself that will be far more effective than self-drowning.
Apparently.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming. That's interesting.
Now, here's the thing. You could go with, do the police and firefighters have any obligation to go keep you from killing yourself? But what makes this interesting is there were onlookers, people out there saying, let us go get him. If you're not going to go get him for whatever stupid rule you think you're following, we'll go get them or go get him. And the police and firefighters prevented people from going and getting him until he had died. And then they allowed a woman to go out to swim out there and bring him back, his dead body, back in.
Yeah, so I guess the question here is either they have an obligation to protect you if you wish to do something that might harm yourself, or they don't. Because in either case, a guy goes out there and he wishes to kill himself, they don't do anything about it. I don't really feel terrible about that in that circumstance, but somebody wants to go out and save him, which is at the same time, a brave and suicidal suicidal act, right? Going out 100 yards to save some guy out in the surf, not exactly the most, the smartest thing to do as far as from a self-preservation standpoint.
I don't know what it's like at San Francisco Bay. Is there a lot of surf there? Is it, a lot of waves?
I don't know the exact location where this happened, so I don't know. And it's very different because, it's in the bay, I'm sure. So
the difference between
being on the...
I don't think it matters. What I'm trying to do is that both of these acts are similar to themselves, wishing to go kill yourself and wishing to go save somebody. Mm-hmm. From the standpoint of the fire department, you have made an active decision to leave whatever realm of safety there is and go to whatever realm of danger there is, and you've made those decisions on your own. So if they're not going to go save the guy out in the bay, then they shouldn't stop somebody from doing the same.
Well, right, and that's one of the most shocking parts of this story is that Good Samaritans were prevented from stepping in. Now, I'd like to know more about how that happened, and I don't know how familiar you are with those details, but was it one of those things where somebody said, I want to go save him, and the officer said, no, you can't do that? Or
yes,
did somebody actually try to go and were physically prevented?
I think it was probably, from what I know, people said, we'll go out and get him. And the police and firefighters basically threatened to actively prevent them. Like, well, if you do that, I'm going to have to stop you kind of thing. One of those kind of threats.
Huh.
Where I don't know that they actually got into it where they had to do that. But I know at least there were,
had somebody actually attempted it. Because then they would have been called on their bluff. And if they weren't bluffing, they would have had to have arrested someone for trying to save a man's life. I mean, what would they charge him with? Interfering with an investigation?
Probably.
Interfering with government administration? I mean, it would look ridiculous for them. I mean, even more ridiculous.
Yeah, but most people aren't, they aren't civil disobedience.
No, they're not. Not when someone's life is on the line.
If a police officer or somebody says, look, you can't do that, otherwise I'm going to bring the force of the law against you, they're just not going to do it.
I know, it's sad. People don't have any will.
Yeah, and the way this all came out is because the guy's family sued, and the judge said, well, you have nothing to stand on.
No,
they didn't do anything wrong. In fact, he even said... That they had done nothing wrong or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the
because
wording
they have no obligation to protect.
Yeah, he said they had no moral blame. In fact, I have the quote here. The court finds that under the circumstances presented, there was no moral blame attendant to the conduct of the responding officers and firefighters.
That's right. Being part of the legal system completely exempts you from all morality.
Apparently.
I don't know. I mean, it seems to me that we've been hearing this for many years now, so it doesn't surprise us.
Sure, but this may be the first time that somebody's hearing it tonight.
Yeah.
This is shocking news.
It's not to surprise us, but the fact is that the government isn't there to protect you. And that to take it one step further, you're not a citizen because... You're not a citizen of the United States of America. Make it 100% clear.
But Mark, they tell you all the time that you are.
Yeah, well, a citizen, the definition of a citizen is a person who has the duty, the obligation of allegiance because of a duty of protection or something like that. Duty of allegiance because they give you an obligation of protection.
Right, as though you'd signed some kind of an agreement with them.
But at the very least, there would have been an agreement, right? Like, even if it was a slavery agreement in the sense that you're forced into this agreement upon reaching the age of majority or whatever it is, as though that matters. It doesn't seem to matter at all.
I wonder...
They charged 12-year-olds with crimes all the time. But even if it was that agreement, it's not that agreement because they have no obligation to protect you.
Right.
A citizen. You are a subject.
But I wonder about the people who immigrate here who actually do sign some sort of an agreement. They actually are swearing to become a citizen. I wonder if there's like an asterisk on that form somewhere, like real small print that says, by the way, we don't have any obligation to protect you. Sign here. Because we know they don't have an obligation to protect anybody here. So
around the world. I mean, there actually are no citizens at all. And I'm not making up this definition.
In theory, there could be. Like, there could be some government that rules itself with an obligation to protect.
I'd love to hear about the government that has the obligation to protect. But that's what the Black's Law Dictionary defines a citizen as. So there are no citizens in the world.
All right, more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. If you've got any thoughts on this matter, would love to hear from you. And you can also connect to us on Skype at lrn.fm. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can take control here. And are you shocked by the idea that the police and the firemen, and by the way, every other government bureaucracy, has no obligation whatsoever to provide you with any level of service, despite all of the money that you've been pouring into their system all this time, as long as you've been an adult or close to an adult? 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We are also available to you on Skype. through username lrn.fm. We'll continue with your calls in moments.
The Mortgage Minute Guy wants you to know that the FHA is changing its rules, and those rule changes aren't going to be as favorable to the borrowers as the rules that we currently have. And those rules are going to take place, those changes are going to take place on April the 1st. So you need to give them a call. Find out what these rule changes are. If you're going to be doing a refi, if you're looking to buy a house, if you can get that done before April the 1st and take advantage of these better rates, that's probably something you should consider. Go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com or call them at their telephone number, and the Mortgage Minute Guy or one of his professionals can give you the rundown on these rule changes. The number is 866-288-0088. Again, it's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. If you're getting a loan, you owe it to yourself to know what these changes are going to be. MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. Also, don't forget you can connect with us online at freetalklive.com. The archives are there, and they go back for years, all completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all that. Let's go to the phones and talk to Thomas, listening in West Virginia to Charleston's WVTS. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, touch base on that subject. You're talking about firefighters and policemen. There is actually a law that is in effect in most states of the union that's called a duty to act. Most firefighters, EMS, police professionals have a duty to act in the response area. And under the NREMT, or National Registry of Emergency Medical Technicians, you are required, if you are licensed and certified in that state or in that particular municipality,
yep,
got tongue-tied there, to respond to any and all emergency situations. In this situation in California where the gentleman decided to walk out in the middle of the bay, the citizens or bystanders that wish to render aid would not and could not have been penalized by any law. Under the Good Samaritan law, they are allowed to render aid up to their level of training.
Yeah, I think I would.
Would mean that if they were EMT paramedic trained, then they could do life-saving techniques up and including airway management, VLS procedures, et cetera.
Right, and if they happen to be certified lifesavers, then they would actually probably be obligated to swim out there. But this has happened many times where law enforcement officials will, I don't know about firefighters, but I know law enforcement officials have said, no, you cannot do this thing as far as going to save this person or that person. And every time I've ever taken a training class, I'm a firefighter and I've been a lifeguard too, I've always been told about this Good Samaritan law. I've never heard of anyone prosecuted under it and would be interested in any kind of case law on that. That would be kind of neat to hear about. But I've heard about it, and I think you're right in that way. But, what's interesting is there have been several Supreme Court rulings, and I'm not talking about state Supreme Courts here. I'm talking about U.S. Supreme Courts that say that not that the individual firefighter, lifeguard, or police officer has an obligation to act, but that they'll say that the department, that the city, that these organizations, these groups, as opposed to the individual, that they're not obligated to render any kind of protection in those. And I think that's what we were trying to refer to.
Well, the thing is, with the duty to act, any and all members of EMS, fire, police, et cetera, they are required, like in the state of West Virginia, for example, if you are a certified EMT per the state of West Virginia, per the EMS-BSN office, you are required to stop. If you are marked or known as you have a duty to act, and if you don't, you can be prosecuted with criminal negligence.
So this
carries a very hefty sentence, at least here. Now, and also that falls under the guidelines of the National Registry of EMTs, and which covers basically from first responder all the way up to EMT. Nurse or EMT doctor, EMT physician, that requires any and all trained, individuals that if there is a situation of an emergency situation and there needs to be life-saving care rendered, they are they're compelled by the duties and bylaws.
And this is an interesting claim. Have you ever heard?
It fits everything I've heard too.
Have you ever heard of anyone being prosecuted for the criminal negligence as you suggested?
Well, there are several instances. Now, I don't have any case studies or case logs, but I do know of there have been several different situations in the area. Or surrounding areas of Tri-State, which is Ohio, West Virginia, and Kentucky, that there have been emergency medical professionals that were prosecuted for criminal negligence resulting in the death of a patient or the death of patients, in a situation like that where they have been either involved in an automobile accident or involving an ambulance or an emergency vehicle. Now,
so let me see if I'm understanding all this correctly. So on one hand, you're saying, Thomas, that there are statutes in what you believe to be a lot of states that claim that emergency responders, whether police, EMT, firefighters, they have a duty to act. But on the other hand, there are multiple Supreme Court cases and other higher level court cases that have said firmly that the government has no obligation, no duty. In this particular case, the judge ruled that the police had no legal duty to provide this man with anything, the man that was going to, trying to kill himself. So on the one hand, you say that there is a duty. On the other hand, the courts are saying that there's not. So it sounds like they're prosecuting occasionally people on the kind of the lower levels for not doing anything. But ultimately, there's no liability for the government if the people don't do anything.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me. But then again, the government doesn't always do what the agencies that I'm talking about, like the NFPA, which basically guides the firefighters of the nation, at least American firefighters, National Fire Prevention Association. Their guidelines clearly state that if you are in a response area and you have a duty to act in that area, you are to render aid, whatever means necessary to provide the safety and well-being of the community.
But ultimately,
fascinating. It's fascinating, these codes and I've heard them all.
The codes are in conflict with the court decision.
Right, they're in conflict with the case law in this circumstance. And everything I've heard from sort of the top down. I mean, I've read these Supreme Court rulings, and they definitely say that the police and fire departments aren't obligated to render aid. But I imagine you're right with the NFPA that they absolutely do have that code.
Thomas, thanks for the call. Appreciate the expertise and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What's typical with government? They say one thing, and then ultimately, when it comes down to it, they do another. And when it comes down to it, they have no obligation, according to the Supreme Court. It's Free Talk Live.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Well, the laws, they say one thing about the police and the firefighters and EMS and when they're supposed to act, but the courts say something completely different. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number if you've got some comments. Courts have said over a long period of time in multiple cases that police and other government agencies, agents, have no obligation to protect you. They have no obligation, in fact, to provide you with any services whatsoever. This is not just about protection. It just becomes most evident when you're looking at people who are, you know, possibly in a life-threatening situation. The police don't do anything. It tends to make news more often, but any government agency has no obligation to provide, as I understand it, you with any service whatsoever. Now, that doesn't mean that they won't, and it doesn't mean that, you know, the police and firemen, that there aren't people out there who will put their lives on the line.
Heck yeah.
And who will step up. But when a bunch of guys stand alongside of the San Francisco Bay and watch as a man kills himself, you know, just stand there and prevent others from going in and rescuing that man, prevent, you know, passersby from assisting, then there's something really, really wrong. There's a huge disconnect between the supposed obligation, you know, this duty to protect that we were just being told about by a fireman, and the court decisions that say that, no, there's no duty.
I got a theory here in just one second I'll tell you about. But if you've got a family and you're concerned about emergency situations, there's all kinds of emergency situations that could take place, whether it's a blackout. You could have a long-term unemployment situation. There could be some kind of fiscal collapse. There's always weather emergencies all around the country and all around the world. You know that an emergency is inevitable in your life, and it's good to have insurance against those things. Emergency food is really just a basic form of insurance against that emergency, mm-hmm. and a really relatively inexpensive one. If you're in some kind of emergency situation, it's really great to have some food in the house, depending on how long you've, you know, I don't know how long you need to be able to be prepared for this. Some people have a week's worth. Some people have a year's worth. And I think you need to make that decision for yourself. But the best place to go to get this food is the best kind to get is the Legacy Premium brand. And let me tell you why. They're 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free, and you can get them for about $2.50 a meal. That's about half of what the competition is in the industry, and it's less than everybody else in the industry. Now, what you think that sounds like, what that might sound like to you is, wow, that sounds like it tastes really bad. Because if it has to have all, you know, it's all those good things and it's that low cost, it can't taste good, right? Hmm. But Ian, you and I have had this food and it was delicious.
Yeah, and I'm actually looking forward to trying some more. We've got some and we'll need to do that.
Yeah, we need to. I would love to eat them all, but the ones that we've had have been great. Anyway, they're the only ones out there. Actually, one of very few that has a nitrogen flushed Mylar pouch. So they've got an oxygen absorber in each one of those pouches. They've got vegetarian, gluten free options for those that are gluten-free, and they got the best prices, the best in storability, the best taste. You can get free shipping on all orders. Just go to food.freetalklive.com. Check out the comparison chart that's there. I think you'll find it as compelling as I did, and they've got some great specials there, too. It's food.freetalklive.com. I encourage you to go right away.
Mark, I know you said you had some kind of theory. We'll have to get to that in a moment. Frank's on the line listening in Norfolk to WNIS. Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. Listen, I've got a slightly different take. If I understand this correctly, this person went out, am I to understand, 100 yards out?
That's what we were told, yes.
All right. And how deep was the water? He was in water up to what?
He was able to stand. I don't recall how.
I would be speculating beyond saying he could stand.
All right. Let's make the assumption that it's shoulder depth.
Thereabouts. Sounds right.
I'm suggesting the police did exactly what they should have done, assuming that they did call in and seek some kind of a water rescue squad to come out there. No one is going to go out into what is obviously extremely cold water for a person that has already said he's trying to kill himself. And he's out there. I don't know if he's armed. I don't know if he has a knife. I don't know if he's strong. So two people go out there to save them, and he drowns both of them in the process of them attempting to help him. I'm suggesting the police did exactly what they should have done in this instance, which was prevent people from putting their lives at risk to save this person. If a person was on the end of a building roof and was about to jump off, would not let civilians go up there and attempt to stop him. Because the chances are he might take one of them over with him. Am I correct?
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, you know,
so
this guy...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think you're making good points.
Yeah. Look, all I'm saying is that anybody who goes out there is taking their life in their own hands, just as the suicidal guy did. And I don't,
right.
Life is your own.
Why not let people take that risk? I mean, if somebody wants to swim out and try to help this guy, why should the police be able to interfere with him?
That's why they put roadblocks up when there are dangerous things happening in a certain area of the city.
Well, that's a different story. That's to keep ignorant people from going in, right?
Well, I'm telling you that I guarantee you, if somebody went out to chest deep water and was very cold, I have no idea how long the gentleman was out there.
About an hour.
I would sort of hope that either through the Marine Police or something else, that someone had been contacted, because that is a water rescue. And
how can a place like Alameda, which is right on the coast, right there in San Francisco Bay, I'm sure they've spent a lot of taxpayer dollars on, red boats to save people in mm-hmm. certain circumstances. I can tell you they certainly did in Sarasota, Florida. Why couldn't they manage to scramble one of these, boats or scarabs or whatever and get out there and save somebody in an hour's time?
I agree with you. I don't know the circumstance. I don't know
sure.
if this was near a public beach. I don't know. By the way, there's another thing to remember here, that this person wasn't seeking to be rescued.
Sure. And you know what? I get where you're coming from, Frank. And the point you make makes sense. If somebody wants to kill themselves, as far as I'm concerned, they should be able to do it. It's not. I don't think they should be interfered with.
I think they should be counseled.
But if somebody wants to try to rescue the person, I wouldn't say they should be stopped. But also, I think one thing that needs to be pointed out here is that there are other cases that are, not involving someone who's trying to kill themselves, but indeed people who've called the police to be rescued from a life-threatening situation.
Right, there were two women over the course of 24 hours that called 911 three times, giving the apartment address over and over again.
Right, they were
being
murdered.
Repeatedly raped until they were murdered in that 24-hour period, and the police came, just disregarded those calls three
That's
times
right.
in a row. And I'm not saying anything about that. I'm saying that the United States Supreme Court ruled in that circumstance that police departments have no obligation to protect you. And anyone can go and Google no obligation to protect and find the case.
The second link. If you Google that, it'll be the second link. It's a Wikipedia link. Warren versus District of Columbia is the case.
Let me give you another example. Fire department, if in fact someone's trapped in a home and the home is seriously engulfed, okay, and the firemen literally can't get into it.
Yeah.
They're halted by the flames and whatever, and maybe even hear the screams of the person inside. They sure as heck aren't going to let some pedestrian who hoses himself down with a hose rush in there to try and save that person.
I hear
all
you.
All I'm saying is there. I believe the police in the incident that you portrayed on the radio, and I'm sure it happened. I don't think they're all. I'm sure they were calling out to the person. I'm sure people on shore were calling out for him to come back in, that they could resolve this. This isn't the way to go. I mean, I wasn't there, but I'm going to make those assumptions.
There is an aspect to this story about, there was a, union dispute over, payments to the fire department and stuff like that. And there's always stories in those circumstances where some fire department, stopped just at the county line when a house was burning a couple of feet beyond it and things like that. There's always these stories. And I'm certain that people get caught up in their disagreements with, the city when they're trying to negotiate with the union. It's happened.
Thanks, Frank, for the call. Appreciate your thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE. I feel like he disregarded the example about the women being raped, but it's easy for people to pretend like this isn't true.
Well, he was only talking about this instance.
855-450-FREE.
He didn't say that it wasn't true.
Right. It feels like he disregarded that because he wanted to make excuses for the police. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $2.50 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Ah! Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Ian.
And Mark.
Wanted to correct something I said in the last segment, and I guess I've been getting this one wrong for a little bit. Just a detail, somewhat important detail on the Warren versus District of Columbia case. One of the classic cases where the court ruled very firmly that there was no obligation to provide any protection. In fact, I've got the exact quote here. Quote, a government and its agents are under no general duty to provide public services. So that's everything.
Right. They don't have to pick up the trash. They don't have to deliver the electricity. They don't have to do any of these things.
Such, and then they specify, such as police protection, because that's what the case was about, to any particular individual citizen. Clear ruling. Crystal clear. There's no legalese in there. That one makes total sense, and it's not the only one of its type. The detail I got wrong was, thankfully, I guess, the victims in this case were not murdered. However, they were raped and done, held captive for something like 14 hours. We can get to more details here in moments.
MindThings.com is one of those free online games, and what you do in this game is it's different than the rest of them. We talk about the marketplace here on Free Talk Live a lot. MindThings.com mimics the marketplace because there are actual scarce resources. The currency in the in-game currency, gold, is mined. It isn't just created out of thin air like any other fiat currency. This one is mined, and there's only the amount of gold pieces in circulation that have been mined out of the ground. We talk about the free market here on Free Talk Live a great deal, and you can do those things you can be part of it at mindthings.com. You can be a merchant, a trader, a bounty hunter, a highwayman, all these things. It costs nothing to play. There are little bonuses, in-game bonuses you can buy, and they even accept bitcoins. It's mindthings.com. When you go there, use coupon code FTL to get a separate mine. I play Mind Things. I'm telling you that second mine, it's totally worth it. It's mindthings.com, coupon code FTL.
So we'll continue with your calls here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Let me give you the details on Warren versus District of Columbia. Just a little bit of kind of a summary of what transpired there. Because some people just don't, they just can't believe this. And I think that's what we were getting from Frank, who called in earlier, because they want to come up with reasons why the police have to do their job, and examples where the police have done, you know, their job, which, you know, is to supposedly
help
people.
There's far more examples of police doing their job than there are examples like this.
Well, I mean, they don't all make it to the Supreme Court, Mark, when the police don't do their job.
I'm understanding, but I'm going to call the police doing their job, and their job is basically clean up after a crime.
Yeah. I think a lot of people think their job is to protect them.
I think that they will if they can, but there's a lot of police officers that will if they can, but, you know, in a circumstance like this where they just refuse to go when a person's in need, that's, you know, it's certainly an egregious case like this doesn't make the news every day.
In the early morning hours, two men, in 1975, two men broke down the back door of a D.C. townhouse in Northeast and began raping a woman on the second floor. Her two roommates, hiding one floor above, called the police. According to the court's opinion, a squad car responded, and the officer failed to even exit his car before leaving. The two women, listening to their roommate's scream, called the police again. This time, an officer went so far as to knock on the door, but then left without further inspection. Once the attackers discovered the other two women, they had their twisted way with all three of them for the next 14 hours. The women sued the District of Columbia, where the court made it very clear that the government has no duty to provide any service, including police protection, to you. So let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Michael on the line in Huntsville, in Alabama, listening to WBHP. Hey, Michael.
Yeah, I know. What you're talking about, that's really interesting. I never even knew any of that.
But now you know. What do you want to share?
Well, what I want to do is I get out here, and I've helped police departments before in the past different ways because not actually as a regular officer, but because I happen to be an Indian and I'm on Indian land and I can do things they can't do.
Okay.
I don't have to worry about political repercussions like them. But me, I, whenever I see somebody in trouble out here, if they need help, you know, I go ahead and I do it. And I have prevented robberies. I've cleaned up the gas station holdups. I prevented rapes out here. I prevented murders.
What would you do if the police were there, like they were in Alameda, and they told you, Michael, you can't go out there. You can't help that guy.
Well, like I told the screener right there, I said, you know, since I'm the Indian here, I go by my law. My law supersedes all federal, state, and local law under all circumstances at all times, and I'll back that up any way I have to, and that's the way I do it, Mike.
Good call, Michael. Thanks for making it. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Eric. He's in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hey, Eric. Eric in Virginia Beach going once. Eric in Virginia Beach going twice. Maybe he's in a bad cell. We'll put him back on hold.
Oh, wait.
I heard him. I heard him. Eric.
Hey, I got a real strong opinion about Frank, who's my neighbor here in Norfolk.
All right.
Who's just down the street. Now, I was trained to pull people out of the water for 23 years in the military, but that's not my point. My point is, my question to you guys is, I spent 23 years in the military, and I listen to talk show hosts who say that we're on a dime, we're milking it, and we're not entitled to any benefits. I signed a contract. I believe I did, and I don't understand why they're not honoring it.
So you feel like you're getting screwed by the military?
I'm getting screwed by the government. I don't feel I'm getting screwed.
You don't feel?
I don't. Other people think that we're milking the system, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I would say that if somebody signs up for the military, that they sign in and their expectation and the expectation that's been given to them is that they're going to, you know, have the injuries that they incur while in the military treated and taken care of, that there'll be benefits like the VA when they get out. You know, that's a meeting of the minds and that's a contract. You've had, collateral exchange hands. And so you've got yourself a real contract. And I think the United States government is obligated to meet its
they're not.
End of the contract.
They're not.
It's supposed to be.
Okay, you're just talking about in your fantasy world where they would
the
do what they agreed
world where
to do.
Where contracts mean something.
Right, where the contracts mean something even to the government. Unfortunately, what we found is that, no, they don't actually have any obligation to do anything for you either. Now, they're going to do it to some level because, you know, the angry. They didn't want to have a bunch of angry veterans, you know, maybe arm up and do something about it. But ultimately, if they decide that it's in their best interest to not give you treatment or to not give you what you've asked for, then they have no obligation to provide that to you. And that's pretty clear by the way they've treated military veterans over the years.
I would have one more question to you. Do you feel that veterans don't deserve their benefits?
I think that if you signed a contract and you were under the impression that you were supposed to be taken care of, then, yeah, you should be taken care of.
I don't think deserve, really. I don't even like the term deserve. It's so okay. It can be so misused. You signed a contract. They signed a contract. You know, that recruiter, I assume, put his name on something somewhere, and they
but
have an
recruiter
obligation.
The recruiter has no individual obligation because government agents
are... He represents the government.
Right, but he's... Right, and so government agents are protected from liability by a variety of different rules and laws.
Represented the government in that circumstance.
Sure, but he himself is not obligated to do anything. I'm just pointing that out. I mean, there's plenty of evidence that the government has granted themselves immunities on an individual basis, and on a larger group basis, they also have no obligation because they can change the rules at any time. So, in reality,
you're talking about legal land.
Yes, and this is what's real.
About legal land. How do you guys feel personally?
It's dead wrong.
Personally, do you have a problem with the government taking care of their veterans?
No, I have a problem with them breaking their contract with you. So I agree that they should seem to be obligated to do, but unfortunately they can change the rules at any time, just like with Social Security. If they want to change the rules on that, if they want to make the retirement age 75 instead of 65, they can do that tomorrow, and there's nothing that you can do about it. There's no legal remedy for it whatsoever. Basically, they can screw you however they want to, and if they don't screw you, it's just because you got lucky. Thanks for the call, Eric. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Luke. He is on Skype. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
I'd like to talk about an alternative currency, because you guys have been talking about Bitcoin lately, so I thought I'd ring in and talk about something we have in the UK. You may remember in 2011, in the UK, we had a big sort of lawful rebellion movement, and about 2,000 of us gathered in Birkenhead and arrested a judge and all sorts of other things.
I've heard about this.
So basically, out of that movement has come the lawful bank. Have you heard of this at all?
I have not, but I would like to tell me more. So stand by. We'll get back to you here in moments. And he's, by the way, connected to us on Skype, which is why it sounds great and why he's able to call us from the UK with absolutely no connection cost. So Skype has really upped the game as far as our international participation.
We have a lot of listeners internationally, but not so many callers because it costs a lot of money. Now that we've got Skype, they can call in and sound great.
Game changer. So you can connect to us on Skype with username lrn.fm. Just send us a contact request. We'll accept it, and then it'll be easy for you to connect at that point on. More coming up, 855-450-FREE. It's the live Saturday show, Free Talk Live.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Quantum Vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.